Here we are again, folks, and we're at part 18 of our series working through the book of Genesis. I'd like to remind you that all the transcripts of all these episodes is always available in the podcast notes section on the audio version of the podcast on the Buzzsprout website. The passage today we're looking at looks at the creation of humanity in the form of Adam and Eve. And it begins in chapter 2, verse 7, where it says this: "Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." Please note now, this is not a second creation story. Rather, it is the standard literary technique of that time, which was used both in the Bible and in writings contained outside the Bible, wherein when telling a story it was normal to first to give a broad outline of the narrative, then the author would return to tell the story a second time and fill in more details. So Genesis in chapter 2 is not a contradiction of Genesis chapter 1 in any way. It simply says we're now going to go back and talk in more detail about the creation of man and the creation of this garden paradise which God has given them. And it's going to expand on the basic facts given in chapter 1. So again, we have God directly creating mankind and breathing life into him so that he becomes a living, breathing entity, a human being. Genesis 1 relates the idea that human beings are made in the image of God, that men and women have the divine spark within them from the beginning, which is interesting. Because as you know, there are some feminists who criticize Christianity and accuse it of it being patriarchal. But I think it's an absolute miracle that thousands of years ago, that right at the beginning of the Bible, it says in a straightforward way, without any hesitation whatever, that the divine spark that was associated with the living word, the thing that brought forth life, is manifested in both men and women equally. Notice the story focuses on the creation of humankind and not the animals. And by doing so, God is drawing attention to the fact that humans are different to animals. For one thing, God created man by his word, and he breathed into humanity the breath of life. But when he creates the animals, he allows Adam then to name them. So having created Adam in verse 4 and Eve in verses 4 to 7, in the next verse, verses 8 to 15, it tells us how God constructs a garden paradise. And it says this: "Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. The Lord made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." Now the word garden is used in the translation here, but the original word just means a safe, enclosed area. And the Greek translation of that word is actually paradise. So God creates a safe, enclosed area. Another phrase contained in the Bible is talks about God putting a hedge around us, which is where we get the idea of a garden paradise. So God creates this enclosed area and he names it Eden. Then he places all kinds of trees, including trees that bear fruit, but he also places within it two specific trees, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And this is a critical point in the story, because he will begin now by giving Adam a choice, and we see the beginnings of humanity being allowed to live with free will. He can eat of the tree of life, and he will continue to be bountiful and blessed, and he can continue to live in this state of paradise. His life can be preserved and sustained from the eating from those trees. But if he was to eat from the other tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it would be seen as an act of willful disobedience, and in a sense it would demonstrate his distrust of God's motives, and thereby would potentially lose his place of protected innocence in the garden. So there are two trees in the garden that are absolutely critical to humanity's future, because they gave Adam, and by nature Eve, a choice.
God, in his graciousness, gave them everything they needed. The garden can meet their needs without toil and without trouble, and also without guilt, because neither of them bring a past, and they also need not fear for their future either. Adam's and Eve's only command, their only responsibility, was not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Well, we'll find out how they get on in that regard in the next episode. Okay, everyone. That's it for this time. Now, the place to go for all the links to this ministry and other ministries and podcasts that I do is the podcast notes section of this podcast on the Buzzsprout website. There you'll find links to the Facebook page, my YouTube channel, the sister podcast, the Living in Faith Everyday podcast, and also links even to my SoundCloud page where I create the background music and sound design for this podcast. And there's also, even if you're that way inclined, a place where you can support the podcast and the other ministries to the tune of £1 a month, which really helps with the funding and costs of doing this. But other than that, I really trust you've been blessed by our time together, and I hope to see you all here again very soon.